Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. Mind your business with the breakfast huddle, only on Money FM 89.3.
It's time now for Mind Your Business. And, you know, after a good 40 years, NCS is now looking beyond the government and Singapore for its transformation growth. So it's marking its 40th anniversary this year. Singtel's wholly owned subsidiary and systems integrator, NCS, wants to move beyond its 40-year history that is steeped in government contracts. And they want to move into the enterprise space, focusing on verticals such as healthcare and finance. It's also looking for a strategic reset to become a pan-Asia digital and technology services player, where it eyes further expansion into Australia and Greater China. And not just that, you know, NCS is also looking to transform its people, which was necessary to ensure the company could put forward a strong proposition as a pan-Asia Pacific player. So why are they making these moves and what can we expect from it? On the line with me this morning is Sam Liu, Managing Director, Government Plus at NCS. Sam, good morning. How are you?
Morning, Elliot. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Great conversation we're going to have about NCS. And I love a conversation that's about transformation. You guys announcing that you want to move beyond your 40-year history. Could you tell us a little bit more about this announcement and the move?
Absolutely, Elliot. NCS has a wonderful history, as you pointed out. We have started really our business since 1981, right? That's almost 40 years ago, right? Starting first out as NCB, right? And then slowly evolving as a major IT services company. In 1997, we were acquired by Singtel, right, and have since grown from strength to strength. And more recently, in 2021, we have actually been set up as an autonomous unit specifically to focus on our strategy on growing pan-APEC, right, and also doubling down in our business in Singapore. We now have about 10,000 staff straddling across a number of locations, primarily in Singapore, Australia, China, India, to name a few. And this is kind of how we've been set up so far to drive the transformation, Elliot.
But what essentially triggered it?
Good. So why transformation and why transformation now? So I'll probably just take a step back and say, to number one, first look at our current landscape.
Okay.
So COVID-19 has presented a lot of unprecedented challenges, right, to both governments as well as enterprises around us. It has resulted in a massive migration of businesses and government services online, and has put digital transformation on everybody's agenda. So that's probably where I'll start out first. And number two, right, if you look at why transformation now, there's a rapidly evolving ICT industry and landscape around Asia Pacific. IDC research has shown that the APEC's ICT spend is expected to grow and reach $1 trillion by 2024. Third reason why transformation now is really around the growing 5G landscape. Right, we are looking at the potential revenue for 5G enterprises to grow once again quite rapidly at 46.4% CAGR, right up to about $2 billion, right, in 2019, right through to 2024 at about $13.9 billion. So as you can see, from the basis of this growth and this transformation, we are fairly sure that the demand for ICT services from NCS will grow over time.
I like that you're focusing on 5G, especially looking at the Asia-Pacific market that you guys are aiming to tap on. Is 5G going to be the focal point that's going to drive growth? If so, I mean, which particular markets within Asia-Pacific are you looking at?
Okay, we have a number of different growth segments and growth pillars. So maybe let me just start by describing the digital services that we have kind of planned out. So we intend to capture new business from the enterprise sector, growing out of the sectors like public service and public sector customers, which we are fairly big in, and so on and so forth. We also intend to expand into high growth markets such as Australia, as well as Greater China, where we have some presence, and we intend to leverage on the synergies and grow into these areas as well. The transformation also includes some strategic changes to our business. So as you pointed out earlier, we plan to grow pan-APEC, right, across Singapore, Australia, Greater China in particular. We also have been evolving our core services, primarily across application, infrastructure, engineering, cybersecurity. And these are areas that we have going to be doubling down, right, to build out digital tech services. In addition to that, we have also created a next digital service or group that will actually be driving innovation and driving solutions around digital, cloud, as well as products and platforms. And these are exciting capabilities that we intend to go to market and drive and reinvent government as well as enterprise around Asia Pacific.
Yeah, it sounds quite interesting, especially and just coming back to the Singapore context, because we have this whole Smart Nation initiative, it sounds very relevant for our market here. Just looking out at the governments for Asia Pacific, could you tell us about, you know, how NCS Government Plus will play a role in making the future of digitalization a reality for these governments in APEC?
Absolutely. The Government Strategic Business Unit, which I head up, we have kind of affectionately called it Gov Plus, right, for a nice kind of a buzzy sound to that.
Yeah.
It's primarily
thank
you. We're primarily one where we want to double down and grow in this digital space for government. So what we intend to do really is to start out with the Singapore government and to kind of work through and double down on what we call the digital core and digital services. And from this digitalization and this kind of building out of capabilities, we intend to expand and grow beyond the Singapore government agencies to grow into governments out of Singapore and to evolve ideas, innovation solutions in those countries, and then bring those solutions back into Singapore to transform further the assets that we have here in the Singapore sector and the Singapore government arena. In addition to that, we also expect that the digital kind of need for NCS services will grow in Asia Pacific due to COVID-19's pandemic and the recovery from the pandemic. And we expect that there'll be an increase in digital spend across Asia, right, for our digital infrastructure. There will also be a very big push for more data-driven approaches, such as predictive analytics, data insights in response to some of the challenges that governments face around Asia. And last but not least, we expect that governments around Asia Pacific, including Singapore, will be looking more and more at technology and digital solutions to implement some of the post-pandemic strategies they have for their citizens as well as the enterprise around them.
Yeah, you brought up things like, you know, dealing with challenges and, of course, taking care of assets. A different type of asset that interests me is the asset of human capital or the human being, you see. And we have, for many years, been talking about a lack of talent. And now with COVID-19, that's that push to really get that digital talent capability up to mark. What are you guys doing to transform the people within NCS?
Good question, right? Really, if you look at NCS, we are a services organization. So people is our greatest strength and our greatest asset. So apart from a business transformation that we have been embarking on, we have also set about with a people transformation, reinvigorate our people, to build out our people and to strengthen them. So on this end, we have actually done a number of things, right, in order to transform our capability. First is a strategic push, right, to kind of grow our people, scale them, and attract stronger talents to join the GovPlus practice. For example, we have created a talent-led delivery model to make sure that we are able to deliver consistent quality services to our customers. We have created opportunities for our people to grow in skill specialization. And to that end, we have developed 49 talent practices such that everyone has a specific home, right, to deepen their skills and to grow accordingly. Career growth through training is key. And so we have redesigned our career tracks and our career models such that it enables every one of the 49 practices to deepen in terms of skills and specializations for our people. Our people will also have an opportunity to work across different customers, industries, locations to deepen their skills and experience, right, and to make sure that they can actually grow in their career pathways as well. And maybe one last but not least, in terms of learning, NCS have created a learning academy called Dojo. Now, Dojo is a Japanese word. Do, by the way, means a way or a pursuit. And Jo means really literally means a place. So what we want to do is create Dojo to drive immersive learning, right? To pursue a two-way interaction, to have the staff be able to kind of feel at ease, to practice, to have a fail-safe environment, to have interaction with senior leaders, to have mentorship, to learn from various project sharing, to learn from best practices, to collaborate as a group cross NCS.
No nunchakus in the dojo, yeah? I am curious though, Sam. I love these initiatives that you pointed out, but what was the reception from the staff? I mean, the reception to go through these sort of modified career tracks. I mean, people like to know that there's a career path. How did your staff react?
Good question again, Elliot. So I think we went about this transformation not just purely from a top-down perspective. We have also garnered feedback from our staff. And one very key feedback over time that we hear from staff is that they want to be able to grow in their careers and at the same time be able to deepen their skills and specialization. So in the design of our dojo and the design of our 49 practices, we have factored this into consideration. And truth be told, we are still evolving, and the number of practices is also growing, right, as we examine what's really hot in the market and what's really disrupting us overall. So it's a consultative approach. And so far, based on my feedback from my staff and even from the different people I speak to, they have been very receptive, very excited with the changes and also the training, right, that's coming their way.
Sounds great, man. Sam, to wrap things up, what are the future plans could you share with us that NCS has installed?
We have a number of different thoughts around how we will grow across the practice overall. So firstly, we are focusing on expanding Pan APAC, right, driving lots of digitalization capabilities across. I've spoken about core and next services. Those are our key go-to-market capabilities that we intend to kind of drive and double down across Singapore and other parts of the world. Third area that we are looking forward to is to drive additional business growth via the Telco Plus and Gov Plus strategic business group. This is where I come in, right, to kind of help drive up our business in the public sector arena. Mm-hmm. We are also looking forward to really the partner ecosystem, right, and growing with the partnership ecosystem, working with our key partners and vendors and growing our capabilities together and opening up new frontiers for NCS. And last but not least, the point we focus on, talent. We are a talent-based business. Our people are our most important assets. We are doubling down. We are growing them. We are showing them journey to kind of grow and evolve their digital skills, and also how they could kind of repay the customers' trust in NCS by doing an excellent delivery through the capabilities and skills that they build up for their personal competence.
All right. We've been speaking with Sam Liu, Managing Director, GovPlus at NCS. Sam, really appreciate your time this morning. Take care and stay safe.
Thank you, Elliot.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.